On July 10th, Yavapai County Sheriff's Office became aware that a 35-month-old female was taken to the Yavapai Regional Medical Center West Campus under suspicious circumstances. The toddler's mother had witnessed the child staggering and eventually collapsing, becoming unconscious. Preliminary toxicology on the child tested positive for THC. Due to the immediate danger to the child, the attending physician at YRMC had her transported to Phoenix Children's Hospital via helicopter. The mother and her 23-month-old child drove to Prescott Children's Hospital on their own. The mother stated her husband, Francis, has a medical marijuana card. She explained her husband has marijuana, wax, and other edibles, specifically gummies. It should be noted that edibles and wax are high-potency marijuana derivatives. Additionally, the mother stated when she confronted Francis about their daughter's condition, he admitted knowing his daughter had consumed an unknown portion of the edibles. Francis Mendoza Keel admitted to having smokable marijuana as well as edible derivatives. Additionally, he confirmed having the box containing his marijuana in his room at the Ash Fork Hotel on the evening of July 9th. Mendoza Keel stated he smoked 2 marijuana cigarettes before going to bed on the evening of the 9th. He is not sure if he secured the rest of his marijuana before going to sleep. He believes the child ate 4 50-milligram marijuana sour rainbow belts out of 5 from a bag he admits belonged to him. Francis said one of these gummies has a tranquilizing effect on him, and he is 6 feet tall, 250 pounds. Again, he believes his 35-month-old daughter ate 4 of the gummies and estimates she weighs approximately 30 pounds. The Arizona Department of Child Services had toxicology performed on the toddler's younger 23-month-old sister. She also tested positive for THC. The exact level of THC for either child is not known at this time. Francis Mendoza Keel was taken into custody and booked on 2 counts of child abuse for recklessly allowing the 2 children to consume marijuana edibles. At this time, the 35-month-old victim is in the Phoenix Children's Hospital intensive care unit, but is expected to be downgraded to a step-down unit as her condition is improving. The younger sister was admitted to the Phoenix Children's Hospital for observation and malnourishment. Both the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office and the Arizona Department of Child Services continue to investigate the circumstances surrounding this event. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office is reminding our communities to take great care in securing all your medicines, prescription or over-the-counter, and toxic substances, especially with medical marijuana edible products, as they are presented as snacks or treats and have very little security, such as child safety lids.